Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Today is primary election day in Massachusetts. Many of the Democratic candidates made their pitches yesterday at the annual Labor Day breakfast in Boston. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports on this 11th hour campaigning.
The breakfast featured coffee, scrambled eggs, and bacon, as well as most of the state's leading Democrats, including U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who accused Republicans in Washington of doing too little to help working Americans.
And do you know what my Republican colleagues say? They say, we don't have the money. And I say to them, you know why we don't have the money? Because you insist on giving it away to billionaires and giant corporations. That is wrong. It is wrong.
Warren spoke the day after the Boston Globe published a story looking into a question that has dogged her for the past 6 years. Did she use her claim of Native American ancestry to advance her high-powered academic career? Warren gave her employment records to the Globe, which concluded decisively that her ethnicity played no role. It found that the universities that hired her, including Harvard, considered her white and an academic superstar who rose on her own merits. Why did she release this information now, after all these years? Does it have anything to do with a plan to run for president in 2020? Yesterday, she said no. She's focused only on the current Senate race.
I finally got all of the documentation and put it all together, gave it to the Globe. They then did their own independent investigation. My family is my family, but it is clear my family background had no effect on my being hired anywhere.
Warren will face a challenge from the winner of today's Republican Senate primary, either State Rep Jeff Deal, Republican activist Beth Lindstrom, or businessman John Kingston. The other race in the state attracting national attention is for the 7th Congressional District, which covers most of Boston and some of its surrounding communities. It pits 10-term incumbent Michael Capuano against Boston City Councilor Ayanna Pressley, the first woman of color to be elected to that body. They are both progressives, agree on most issues, but Pressley is part of a record surge of women and candidates of color running for Congress who say the Democratic Party must broaden its reach.
There are a lot of people that are uncomfortable and don't like that I'm in this race. They find it disruptive, and some of them even think it traitorous. But democracy is about choice, and after a generation, this district deserves one. The district has changed. The needs of the district have changed. And given what's happening in Washington, so has the job description.
Capuano is running on his record of securing federal dollars to expand affordable housing, community health centers, and transportation. And he rejects Pressley's argument that she can better represent this increasingly diverse district.
In my case, I can tell you that I'm particularly proud of the relationship I have with everybody in my district. And I'm particularly proud of the endorsements I've gotten from the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, from the Congressional Black Caucus. I think in this world, we really have to work hard to make sure that we listen to each other, that we talk to each other. I think that's what's necessary in this district.
The Democratic candidates for governor were here as well. Jay Gonzalez, who was Deval Patrick's budget chief, and environmentalist Bob Massey have been struggling to be seen and heard in these times of national political turmoil as they challenge a well-financed and very popular Governor Charlie Baker. But Gonzalez says that will change after today's vote.
People just haven't tuned into this race yet. And as they're starting to tune in and we get them to think about it and get past the Charlie Baker seems nice and I'm glad he isn't a crazy right-wing extremist to, yeah, we need a governor that's actually fighting to fix our transportation system and actually move the needle on the opioid epidemic and a lot of the big challenges we're facing.
His opponent, Bob Massey, says he believes that something has shifted in the final days of this campaign.
Honestly, I feel super excited. I feel at this point that our message of tackling wage and wealth inequality, of moving towards single payer, moving toward renewable energy, we sent out one letter that reminded people to vote, and we got 3 times more money than we've ever raised just from that reminder letter.
But like Gonzalez, Massey acknowledges it's been a struggle opposing the narrative that Charlie Baker is the most popular governor in America. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.